February's Black History Month. I'm Caroline, and each day on WMPG, we're celebrating and honoring influential black artists. Today, I'd like to talk about Otis Redding. Also known as the King of Soul, Otis Redding is best known for his songs Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, Try a Little Tenderness, and Respect, which famously became Aretha Franklin's signature song. Redding was born in 1941 and raised a Georgia Baptist, and he first learned to sing as well as play guitar and piano for the church choir. At 17, he won a talent contest and was recruited to become part of Little Richard's backing band, The Upsetters. With Pat E. Cake and the Mighty Panthers, he also toured the Chitlin' Circuit, a community of venues that welcomed black performers in the era of segregation, and also worked as a featured artist with the Pine Toppers before he eventually formed his own bands and began his career as a recording artist. He was contracted at Confederate Records and later Atlantic Records and became a catalog artist by the end of the 1960s, not necessarily dominating the music release charts, but selling consistently over time, and was very financially successful, largely because he was the sole copyright holder on all of his original music. He died in a plane crash midway through a tour in 1967, just 3 days after recording what would become his only number one Billboard single and the first ever posthumously released number one song on the charts, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. He was inspired by and influenced in turn many of his contemporaries, including Little Richard, Sam Cooke, The Beatles, Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, and Jimi Hendrix. Thank you for tuning in as we observe Black History Month. To listen to these audio features again, go to WMPG.org.